Residents of Success Village have been reaching out to me because it was brought to their attention that they were going to see fee increases. And so we wanted to talk to the court-appointed attorney who has been overseeing the property as well as financially trying to figure out how to get out of the hole that they are in. Attorney Barry Knott joins us back on the show for more. Attorney Knott, welcome back. And as I mentioned, I know you had a recent meeting, actually, with residents. What did you share with them?
Yes, good morning, young lady. It's nice to talk to you. We had a meeting of the membership, I think 2 weeks ago tomorrow, maybe. 2 weeks ago tomorrow. And it was the first membership meeting I had had, unfortunately. That's my fault. I should have had a meeting of the membership sooner than I did. However, this one was necessary because of the dire financial circumstances of the association. And I needed to advise the membership of that fact and that we were increasing both the maintenance fees and imposing a special assessment on all the members in order to fund the account's shortfall and especially fund a payment that we need to make towards our liability and casualty insurance that is due on July 17th of approximately $300,000, which funds we do not have and will not have by then. So the $300 special assessment that is going into effect on July 1st is going to be sufficient to fund that premium payment. Unfortunately, due to circumstances that occurred at Success over the last few years, including a fire and a fatality, double fatality, in one of the buildings, our insurance rates have increased from approximately $600,000 to $1.8 million.
Wow.
Essentially tripled. And the gross income in the facility when I took over was approximately $500,000. If all of the members paid their maintenance fees, which at that time had not happened because of the lack of heat and hot water. Certain members had been advised.
Had withheld it. I remember that. Sure.
And so when I took over, a lot of the membership was concerned that maybe they should continue to withhold it for a while and to see how I was doing, to see if they liked what I was doing. And that resulted in a shortfall for the first 3 or 4 months of my receivership. Eventually, everybody realized that to pay was the right thing to do. The problem was when they had not been paying, they were supposed to have been escrowing the money and depositing it into a savings account so that when it was time to pay again, they had the money to pay, and many of the folks over there did not do that. So when it came time to pay again, they didn't have the money to pay.
So
that resulted in a cash flow shortfall when I first took over for about 6 months.
Okay. So Attorney Barry Knott, again, overseeing Success Village, which is a more than 900-unit complex between Bridgeport and Stratford. So there's a lot of numbers, a lot of nitty-gritty, but on the surface, are we looking at now, I remember you and I talking about the complex had some, it was $6 million in debt inherited? This was before when you took over.
That's right. That's correct.
So now are we at about $7 million, if I'm doing my math correct?
That's correct.
Wow. Okay, so
those are the numbers.
Okay, so then couple questions, but I'll go right to what do the residents now have to do? What are we seeing for increases as far as what they now have to pay compared to what they did pay?
Well, the special assessment that I just mentioned to you is payable $300 in July and then $100 per month for 35 months thereafter. And that'll give us a little cushion to get going into the future. That's the special assessment. In addition to that, I've raised the maintenance fees by 20%. So somebody that was paying $500 this month will be paying $600 next month. Somebody that was paying $600 this month, actually we didn't have any people paying $600. We had people paying like 550 and 575. But if we use the example of 600, 20% of that is $120. So that rental maintenance fee would go up to 720. So what happened when I met with the membership was that I advised them of the special assessment, the 300 plus 100 a month, every month for 35 months, and I advised them of the 20% increase in maintenance fees. They call it maintenance fees, but it's actually rent. It's rent which includes heat, hot water, maintenance fees, and taxes. That's what the rent includes, and that's what had been paid up until this increase, and unfortunately, they had not had an increase since approximately 2020. So even looking at the cost of living increase between 2020 and now, it's a 21% increase. So this rental increase is consistent with cost of living increases over the last 4 years.
So, Attorney Barry Knott, again, I'm no mathematician, but as I'm just doing quick math, say people are seeing on average about $100 increase in just their rent. So if you paid $550 before, you're paying about $650. Next month, though, with the $300 assessment amount, people could be paying now $950, essentially,
that's
at least
right.
Just for July. And then it would go back down to $750 because you're talking about $100 increases every month for rent, but also $100 for 35 months straight of the assessment. So it's really looking at more like a $200 increase other than July to keep it as simple as possible. I would imagine residents were not happy, very unhappy.
They were not happy. They were not happy for two primary reasons. One was they were not happy with the increase and the special assessment. Secondarily, they were not happy with the fact that they were finding out about it only a month prior to the effective date of these increases. So they're getting whacked by substantial increases and with late notice, which was unfair. It is unfair that happened to them. Unfortunately, I couldn't do the math. I couldn't come up with the numbers and figure out what was needed in order to get this situation straightened out until I had the most recent numbers on through the end of April. So when I had the numbers through the end of April 2025, and we did the analysis and we realized that the insurance premium was due by July 17th, I realized with the help of the management company that we had a serious problem and this was the only way to resolve it. So I apologized to the people who were there for the late notice, and I explained to them the reason why the increases were necessary. And initially, there was significant vocal dissatisfaction with the message I was conveying to them. But quite soon after that, the folks realized I gave them a handout, showed about 5 or 8 pages, I forget, explaining the numbers to them. So as they were looking through the numbers and realizing the circumstances that affected all of them, and the alternative to what I was proposing was.
We have Attorney Barry Knott here, who is overseeing the Success Village complex, an over 900-unit complex that sprawls between Bridgeport and Stratford. There are over 2,000 people who live there. And Attorney Barry Knott really entered into the Success Village saga with a lot of problems already lined up. There was no heat and hot water for quite some time. There was, dare I say, a lot of corruption going on by the co-op board that was running Success Village. I mean, there are years and years of issues that he really fell into, not to mention a very aging structure that's been an issue for quite some time as well. So Attorney Knott just presented residents with some pretty tough news that they were going to see increases in their rent as well as increases for assessment reasons. And I just want to clarify, because I know I've already had a couple of Success Village residents reach out. I'm just using the example to give people an idea, because obviously everybody's rent sort of varies. But to give the example of, hey, if you were paying this month, you're seeing about a $100 increase in your rent. Could be 111. It could be 120. It's a 20% increase, essentially. So I just want to clarify. I understand that's not everybody, but I wanted to give kind of a ballpark idea of what people are saying. Okay. So, Attorney Knott, first of all, when you see an increase, like I gave the example of 550 to 650 plus the 300 for just next month, and then going down to 100 for the assessment for the next 35 months after, do you fear you're going to fall more behind? That's a huge jump for people.
No, I think that that should be sufficient to get us ahead rather than behind. That's why I did it. I mean, I didn't want to have to do it now and then have to do it again a year from now. You know, that's not how I wanted to present the financial problems to the members there. So I gave them all the bad news right up front. And this assessment and increase in rent is my solution to the financial problems. I'm hoping I am correct. I didn't want to have to do it once and then have to do it again. That's why I did it now.
So maybe I'll rephrase my question then, Attorney Knott. Do you think people are going to pay is what I'm worried about? Not so much.
If they don't pay, we're going to end up in bankruptcy.
Well, that's what I'm sort of getting at. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the place is insolvent now. Insolvency is defined as an inability to pay your obligations as they become due. That's one of the definitions of insolvency. And we're there. So success is insolvent. So how do we get it out of insolvency? We get it out of insolvency by increasing the income and hopefully borrowing money that can pay off the debt so that we become cash flow positive.
So my other question, Attorney Knott, is where are we at with, I don't know if this falls under your realm, but holding someone or people, if you will, accountable for the debt that was inherited? Again, I know that there were a lot of issues with the, at the time, board president, and there were a lot of accusations surrounding fraud and using the money not for what it was supposed to be for. And I mean, even you yourself had to jump through a lot of hoops with the bank accounts and slowly finding that there was money missing that should have been in those accounts. Has there been any movement on holding anyone or people accountable for even having that debt when you came into this position last year?
Well, at the time I took over, the facility was theoretically generating approximately $500,000 a month in rent. And when I took over on September 24th, 2024, there was $11,000 in the bank, in various bank accounts where there had been $500,000 that previous month. And so where the money went, I have no idea. But I am not investigating. I'm not involved in any kind of criminal investigation. I'm just trying to get the facility back on its feet, whether there are other people investigating or not. Is open to speculation. I'm not in a position to say. I cannot discuss that part of my receivership.
Okay. My final question, Attorney Knott, and I appreciate you giving us the time. How are we doing with heat and hot water? I know there was I was getting reports of hot water issues or that were inconsistent for a couple weeks there, maybe a month ago, but I haven't heard anything since.
Well, we're doing quite well with the heat and hot water situation. I got everything up and running by, I think, November 1st of 24, and it's been up and running since, albeit sporadically. And the problem when I took over, the problem was the boilers. They had all been condemned by the state boiler inspector. There were five huge boilers there providing steam to the 97 buildings at this facility. And they had been condemned, so there was no steam getting pushed through the pipes, which is why there was no heat and hot water. We got that going by November 1st. And that is now, we're now very stable with respect to the boiler situation because we brought two boilers in from out of state. They are on site. And temporary boilers have been providing heat and hot water since I took over. So that part of it is good. The problem is, not the boilers anymore. The problem is there's the steam pipes underground that were installed between 1941 and 1945 that are leaking. I mean, they're 85-year-old steam pipes. And our maintenance crew is out there digging holes in the lawns all the time, fixing steam pipes. And there's nothing we can do about that. We can't replace them. That would cost a fortune and would be a waste of money. The solution to the problem is getting individual boilers installed at each of the 97 buildings so we don't have to rely on those steam pipes anymore. Problem there is we're talking about tens of millions of dollars, which we don't have
right
now.
Which we certainly don't have, yeah.
I'm looking around for two sources of money. The $6 million to resolve our immediate problem, and the tens of millions, I don't know, 20 or 30 maybe, to do the individual boilers at the end of each building. So I need about $25 to $30 million, essentially, which I do not have right now. So I'm looking around for that money, and that's actually the biggest problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bigger problem than the lack of heat and hot water, which I thought was going to be the big problem when I took over. And I was happy once I got that more or less resolved.
Right, ended up being the least of your problems.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly right. Now, the members are getting sporadic heat and hot water because when we dig up a lawn and we got to fix the steam pipe, the buildings to which that steam pipe delivered steam are interrupted for 6 hours, let's say. So during that period of time, the members are not getting heat and hot water. So
yeah.
It is sporadic.
And it seemed like, Attorney Knott, that was the issue that was reported to me last month. But as I mentioned, I have not heard anything in weeks in regards to that. So it seemed like that was sort of temporary, as you just mentioned. But Attorney Knott, we have run out of time. I always appreciate you coming on to give us clarity and transparency on what's happening at Success Village. Thank you so much. And I guarantee you we'll be in touch again very, very soon. Thanks for the update.